This is Fresh Air. Composer and pianist Muhal Richard Abrams died last week at age 87. He may be best known as the guiding light behind the long-running co-op, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, the AACM. In later years, Abrams mostly recorded as an improvising pianist. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, this lion of the avant-garde was also a great jazz composer. This is Mama and Daddy from 1980.
Muhal Richard Abrams did a lot of good as the engine behind the free-thinking AACM Collective and mentor to many other influential musicians. He was also an effective advocate for funding composers with backgrounds like his, steeped in jazz but eager to take on a wider world. Abrams composed electronic music, wrote for classical musicians, and improvised in open settings. But he may not get enough credit as one of the late 20th century's great composers for jazz orchestra. Muhal came up in Chicago and loved to dip back into the wellspring of the blues. Bloodline by Muhal Richard Abrams in a 1990 version, his modern take on old 8-bar blues and stop-time rhythms. Muhal would modernize early jazz forms and make up new ones. He had a keen ear for orchestration, knew how to keep a clear melody line going, even as the instruments kept changing. Studying electronic music gave him a fresh perspective on instrumental timbres, and he came up with striking combinations, like fusing percussive vibraphone with restrained winds. And he knew how to set up those gorgeous colors. Old Faux Talk by Muhal Richard Abrams. The albums for large and medium-sized bands he made in the 1980s and 90s make his best case as composer in or out of the tradition. The albums Blue, Blue, Blue and the Haringa Suite are good introductions. In Muhal's writing, you can hear traces of Ellington with his own blue color palette, Gil Evans's sprawling chord voicings, and Charles Mingus's romantic sweep and controlled chaos. But Muhal had his own voice and ways of developing material. He was great at pulling you along, episode by episode, as he brought the orchestra to a boil. This is from Haringa. Mughal's great period as composer for jazz ensembles followed his move to New York in the mid-70s. His orchestras mixed generations and different scenes, blacks and whites, New Yorkers and Chicagoans. Abrams had been cajoling and drilling experimental big bands into shape since the 1960s, and his large ensemble records are admirably crisp. The players were motivated. On their occasional concerts, everybody got to solo, and they always got fun stuff to play. To be sure, much of that music is less overtly jazzy than what we've been listening to. The legacy of Mughal Richard Abrams will be deep and long-lasting on many levels. But I hope one component is that jazz orchestras and mid-size ensembles will play his excellent music. His melodies deserve to ring out.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz? Mughal Richard Abrams died October 29th.